And we're going to end our show today with a bit of an audio postcard from Salem. The 200-year-old Peabody Essex Museum there embraces, in a big way, New England's maritime history. But sometimes curators invite the present to mingle with the past. The museum's Freeport series brings in edgy contemporary artists to create work that mixes with the old exhibits.
Each of the four artists they've hosted so far has been set loose to find inspiration within the museum, and each has found it in the same place. A beautiful but spooky room that inspired the latest Freeport artist to create something quite evocative. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea checked it out.
There are a lot of places you can go in Salem that feel like they're straight out of the board game Clue. And this room at the Peabody Essex Museum is definitely one of them.
We're here in East India Marine Hall. It's the oldest part of the Peabody Essex Museum. And it's where the museum used to have its oldest galleries.
Museum staffer April Swakonic shows me around the grand old space. An elegant oculus pouring spring sunshine from above and wooden floors creaking under our feet.
On opposite sides of the room are some of the old 19th century cabinets, and they're filled with curiosities from around the world when Salem's merchant seamen went all over the world and brought back things that were of interest to them and to their investors here in Salem.
Creepy old things, like the world's first taxidermied penguin, 18th century portraits of Salem sea captains hanging on the wall, salty guys with their Rococo outfits and elaborate facial hair. Peering down from above are a dozen figureheads from the prows of ships that used to sail in and out of Salem Harbor. A busty Amazonian, a Roman centurion.
And what can I say? It's a room with great atmosphere, so it's no wonder that artists respond to it so strongly when they come to see us.
I mean, look at it. It's fantastic.
Susan Phillips is the latest artist to get inspired by this room. The Glasgow-born sound artist received the Turner Prize last year, Britain's top award for contemporary art. Famous for recognizing such works as An Unmade Bed and A Shark Preserved in Formaldehyde. Phillips's work is, by comparison, quite tame. Basically, she sings.
A good man took his way, some 3 days' journey from his home, intending not to stay.
It's a 16th century ballad called The Demon Lover. The tale of a good woman wooed away from her family and out to sea by a guy who turns out to be the devil and sinks her to the bottom of the ocean. Phillips pulled 8 versions of the song from a 19th century collection by a Boston folklorist, recorded all 8, and then layered each on top of one another.
So when you hear it all together, it's all these voices singing in unison, but different words. And depending on where you're standing in the space, you can hear each version clearly from one another, or you can hear all together as one.
You can experience Susan Phillips' exhibit here from now until September 1st.
Thanks to Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea for that. Anthony, it sounds kind of beautifully creepy.
Beautifully creepy, sort of like a sinking haunted ship, something like that.
Something like that. Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow on the show, maybe your marriage didn't survive the till death do us part vow, but should the alimony be for life? Alimony reform in Massachusetts, that's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.